Last time on Paint It Black.
Here's my question. If a pit bull were to go crazy, do you feel like you could beat a pit bull and fight?
Yeah.
And right?
I'm going to kick the shit out of it. I'll just give the straight old like Mexican shit kicking with my heel.
Same, but pit bulls in particular, they're supposed to have locked jaw.
All right, so why don't you jump on like a Goomba? That would fuck it up.
Do Goombas jump?
No, like a Goomba.
I'm sure the,
no, you don't.
I'm sure the dog would meander like towards you slowly like a Goomba would.
Do you think we have the technology to clone an octopus but give him dick tentacles?
Who the fuck gave this guy a microphone?
I just want to have hypothetical DJ Stank Daddy.
I do want to say though that if there was the male robots or the girls, they would probably be going down all the time because of logic. We're like, I told you to do this, but I didn't want it done like that. Like, what? But you said to do
it. It's delivered a paradox a day.
Yeah, it's just like it goes from like bright blue eyes to red eyes, and you're just like, Okay, we decided.
She says she's okay, but she's not okay, and its head explodes.
You were supposed to know that it was my birthday. You didn't program me to do that or mention it ever.
Logic denied.
Definitely the plot to iRobot.
You said you didn't want a gift.
I would crowdfund a Harriet the Spy movie, though.
No, you wouldn't. You're a dick.
I'd put the...
I've heard that you're a dick and you wouldn't ever fund
Well,
this guy's gonna crowdfund fucking...
Welcome back to the Week in Review, Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Byrd.
That robot thing from last week was amazing, for the record.
Yeah, it's really good.
It was one of the best bits you've ever done.
That's my bit?
You came up with the whole thing.
Right. Well, I mean, look, I invented robots.
Steam-headed.
Well, I mean, it'd be great to just, like, lose your real-life partners, program someone better.
You just described Stepford Wives. You know that? That's basically the plot into Stepford Wives.
Well, it looks like shit, so my robot me won't be watching it.
Anyway, Paint It Black Podcast. I'm Pete. There's Brian.
Sitting shoddy.
We got Lou.
What up?
We got Jillian back.
I'm back.
And we got Mikey back.
What up?
How is everyone doing? Thank you guys for coming to this late recording. We're recording a few days after the fact.
Are you kidding me, bro? Happy to be here.
The people wouldn't know that if you didn't mention it.
I'm bringing it up. Full disclosure.
Well, now they know.
I'm an honest guy.
All right, it's Monday now, and we're not going to get as quiet as blitz as we normally get.
Right? This might be a calmer show than usual.
Yeah. Less racism, less... I mean, like, less of what you came here to see.
Don't make promises you can't keep.
Later today is the white quiz.
That's true.
Nice.
And I got some surprises in store. You're going
to
love it.
So basically what you're trying to find out is who's the lamest motherfucker in this room.
Not really. The main incentive for this is to finally get Pete to win.
I think he could backward right fucking now, made fun of you right there.
He did, but right now I'm a man without a home. Like I've lost every nationality there is.
He's been a hurtin'.
I've come in second in almost every quiz I've been. Even the girl quiz, I came in second.
Yeah, you did pretty good in the girl quiz, man.
I still I could have won this if I wasn't creating this quiz.
Just to make it fair. I had this. She's not involved.
I can't take the quiz. I'm ineligible now.
Right. You want to take my spot, and I'll take your spot in the next black quiz?
Sure.
Actually, I think if you put Mike in there, Mikey would win, man. He knows.
I might.
You might.
I might.
It's too late.
It's too late.
Never too late.
Well, I think next year we're going to have to defend our titles, no?
Yeah, sure.
We should.
All
right. We need an Asian member of the panel here.
Lippy.
So many... Well, you got everyone else represented for the most part.
Is Lippy Asian? He's...
Lippy's everything.
He can pass.
If you need anything, just call Lippy. He'll show up. Haven't heard Lippy on here
like
in
if
a while.
We were getting involved with... I'm sorry. If we were getting invaded by Asians, no general country, just Asians, you know? Like, he could probably just turn around on us and just pretend like he's part of it.
Oh, yeah, but...
You could say the same thing for Mexicans, blacks.
Right,
like,
I was gonna
anything
say,
but white.
Yeah.
He's definitely not white. That's the one thing you could be sure of.
All right, let's jump in. Jillian, would you do some news for us?
Live, ladies and gentlemen, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios, here is the news.
First up, Man caught having sex with pit bull in yard by horrified neighbors.
The music was terrible.
Oh, hi, doggy.
It was Pete.
You were waiting for that.
Did he take a picture with a Kodak?
Yeah. I hope not. I hope there's no video recordings or anything, but this occurred a few weeks ago. A man was arrested for allegedly having sex with a pit bull in the front yard while his terrified neighbors yelled at him to stop.
Do we still have to say allegedly when everyone's watching?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Pit bull gets involved in everything these days.
That's right.
I first. Do you want to guess where this took place?
Florida.
That's right. Now we'd like to get more specific about where in Florida.
Miami.
He'll tell you if you wait long enough.
Okay. Wait, man has sex with pitbull or man has sex with a dog pitbull?
With Snake a pitbull, the canine. Yeah.
No, that was like legitimately confused just now. Because like we were like, oh, he's everywhere now.
It wouldn't be big news if a guy had sex with the rapper pitbull. It's like, all right, pitbull, we get it. You're gay. Like,
so much machismo. You can fuck whatever you want. We get it.
Because I don't know. If I saw a man fucking pitbull, like, I would be
buying the new single.
Yeah.
Nice.
This took place in Tampa, Florida.
Michael Vick is going to be real pissed off if that guy at least don't get 2 years.
Yeah, right. Seriously.
Oh, it's all cool if you fuck him, but not if you fight him. All right.
Police arrested Bernard Marzonek, 57.
Repeat his name?
Bernard Marzonek?
Marzonek.
Bit of bullshit last name.
Marzonek.
I'm saying it's a shitty last name.
Same as guy incognito.
Pitch bull. Rodriguez, I imagine.
When the officers arrived on scene, they were greeted by a small crowd of residents who were disturbed by their neighbor's activity with the dog. Several of the witnesses state that they yelled at the suspect to stop, but he ignored their commands.
To which he responded, "Dale."
That must be a real deep pit bull cut.
Yeah, that is. That's a deep pit bull joke.
Sorry.
Son of a bitch. That was fucking funny.
I'm sure there are a lot of pit bull fans out there who are just giggling their butts off. Police searched Mars' next home where they found a gun. Wait. They searched the home where they found a gun, ammunition, and 8 pit bulls.
8?
Well, that pit bull that you could consider itself the pick of the litter.
Right? Yeah. Unless it's a harem situation.
Now, is that technically a brothel?
Or a harem?
If he's pimping them out. Now, question. Was the dog complicit? Is this a willing partner?
I just feel like it would be.
Was it trying to kill him as he was raping the dog?
Because this guy goes from like really creepy to creepy but kind of impressive.
Oh, it goes back to creepy.
Did he Goomba stomp it first?
Marzonek.
By the way, bro, you have like, you really want to fight a dog apparently.
I could just know I could take it. This guy's fucking a dog. Like, what, I can't kill a pit bull? You can one, but you can't...
No, I'm just saying, like, I was listening to last week's show, and you, like, you're ready for it, bro. Like, you want to fight a pit bull.
I don't want to fight anything, but I'm not going to pretend to be afraid of a pit bull. I'll kick that shit right in his fucking mouth. It'll instantaneously know why we're the dominant species on the planet.
Gotcha. All right, continue.
It's different if it has rabies. I don't want to fuck with it, man. Because any little nip, then I'm done.
Yeah. Marzonek.
You're looking at me like, right? It's like a zombie virus, right?
This is Brian's true passion in life. Pitbull
I feel
fighting.
Like if we just got you started on this topic, we could do a whole episode.
Yeah, man. Me and Michael Vick, man.
Let me tell you about strategy.
I would love to see like the headline where it's like, dog fighting ring busted up. Inside is Pitbull versus Brian Katz.
That is Brian looking like Tyler Durden. Yeah.
Cats versus dogs.
Cats versus dogs.
That's the headline. Nice. Cats versus dogs.
Now. Cats versus dogs.
Thank you. I am the news girl.
Please tell me you got that clip of Meow.
It's probably too messed up.
Aw, weak.
Are we still on the Pitbull guy?
Marzonek, a convicted felon, faces charges of sex with animals, cruelty to animals, and illegal gun possession. He was released on $17,500 bond.
Damn.
Did I get that time? Anyway, what's
$17,500 sounds like you got it.
Okay, so what was awesome about this, or disturbing, not awesome.
$1,500.
$1,700,000, like,
Okay, so what's really disturbing about this is that this is not the first time that has happened. Man gets jailed for 15 years after having sex with his pit bull in Michigan. That was 37-year-old Curtis Peterson. And there was also a woman caught having sex with pit bull in backyard undeterred by presence of police officers.
Woman!
So really,
a woman also had sex with pit bull.
Sex with her.
Yeah.
She, if I recall, logistically, was performing oral on it.
What?
What the fuck?
I'll go to that story too. Okay, it wasn't that long ago.
Red Rocket.
This was in February. Police in Las Vegas were called
was it
to the
Valentine's
home.
Valentine's Day, at
least? 21st.
This time it was Pitbull.
Dog came a week late.
Oh, last year. This is last year, sorry. But
police, I don't make the story any better, but.
Police in Las Vegas were called to the home of a 20-year-old woman earlier this week after her neighbors complained that she was having sex with her pit bull in broad daylight in her own backyard.
This makes more sense. It happened in Vegas?
She was on crystal meth.
Yeah. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, supposedly.
Apparently not. It happens this on the Painted Black show. Aired all your dirty laundry.
She was naked on the ground, engaging in an unspecified sexual act with the dog.
She said it was a bad run of craps that led her to this point. Smokes some meth and fuck a dog.
She proceeds to touch the dog in a sexual way while the police were in front of her, like just completely undeterred, just kept molesting this poor dog.
The dog didn't mind.
For a crystal meth addict, she's not that unattractive, I'm just saying.
Nah, so she's still in picture two or three.
Still a crystal meth addict.
She's about 2 weeks in.
Yeah. She's not like picture 10.
Yeah.
And oddly enough, with that story too, there's a connection to her being arrested somewhere else where she looks completely normal and she actually is a good looking girl. You see the progression of the meth addiction.
So before the crystal meth.
When she just started with the crystal meth. Okay. But that's the end of that story. Pit bulls getting fucked by humans.
Terrible.
Damn.
Gross.
Blah.
Just terrible.
Next up, Hawaiian police defend law that lets them have sex with prostitutes.
Nice.
Police
just
have
the police
sex?
Has sex with prostitutes?
Yes.
I mean, it's only defending... But only they can have sex with prostitutes?
Yes.
Oh, that is nice. That is nice.
I mean, you got 5-0, bro. Why 5-0?
Yeah, how does this bullshit work?
Honolulu police want state lawmakers to keep an exemption that allows undercover cops to have sex with prostitutes as part of their investigations. In other news, Hawaii's state law contains an exemption that allows undercover cops to have sex with prostitutes as part of their investigation.
We're doing it for science.
Now suck it.
Officers in favor of the rule argue they need it to do their jobs, although they won't say how often or even if it's been used.
At least twice a week, sounds about right.
Opponents say it could only contribute to the victimization of sex workers, which I see, you know, on top of you just had to blow me for $50, now you're arrested. I'm a cop. Ha 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 ha, and you blew me.
Is that an exact quote? Yeah,
no, that's my thought on the matter.
Cops suck.
No, that's entrapment.
Everywhere else but Hawaii.
That's true.
You know what to do, right?
What is...
Okay.
A state bill tightening restrictions on prostitution originally contained language that removed the police exemption, but the rule was restored after police testified in its defense. Full-heartedly, I'm sure. The revised bill has passed the House and goes before the Senate committee today. Well, that was a few days ago, so I should really look up a follow-up and see if it passed. Sorry. That'll be next time.
Worst news anchor ever.
Hey! I just found out today we were doing this.
This is like that shit on South Park. That cop. You really gave my whole stretch! Get up from a cab!
Also in criminal news. Ex-Seattle DEA agent planned stripper meth ring.
I noticed a theme today.
Mm. Thank you.
Sex and meth.
I mean, they go hand in hand.
It's like that new Marcy Playground album.
I smell sex and meth. Who's that?
Look, they only got their one trick pony, all right? That's all I got.
Mitchell Wright, a 9-year veteran of the Seattle Police Force who spent 3 of those working with the DEA, had big dreams. He wasn't satisfied with taking drugs off the streets. In fact, he was the opposite. He was going to become a drug kingpin, there you go, and strippers were going to help him. Wright was arrested last summer after an investigation discovered oxycodone and other drugs in his apartment that he had stolen from police custody. According to the cops, the street value of the drugs ranged from about $36,000 to $52,000.
Come rich, bitch!
After he was arrested and fired from the King County PD, local officers spotted Wright at his home, at the home of a suspected drug dealer.
It's only $50,000. I'm sure the cop makes more than that.
Yeah.
$52,000.
I wasn't like just a little bit more than that.
He was just starting out.
As a drug dealer or a
yeah,
cop?
Yeah. Yeah. No, as a drug dealer.
What? I mean, stupid.
This is, I mean, we already knew this, though.
You're not supposed to deal cop. Drugs. Has anyone ever watched fucking, what's that?
Schoolhouse Rock?
No. That Denzel movie.
What?
The Training Day. You're just supposed to steal from the drug dealers. They do all the work. You come in there, get your little paper bag with money, and you walk out. Why are you going to deal drugs? That's stupid.
A subsequent undercover investigation revealed Wright's plan. He was providing strippers with meth and heroin as means to coerce them into becoming dealers for him. Eventually, Wright planned to control the North Seattle drug trade. Big dreams. He was not successful. Wright was arrested again on February 11th of this year after he sold drugs to undercover officers in a number of sting operations.
He sold drugs to undercover officers? What is he, stupid?
Yes.
This is the worst dime store Walter White ever.
It's like, yo, yeah. Larry, you want to buy some drugs?
Like, yeah, Tom.
This guy should be on Stupid People.
According to court filings, Wright boasted to police informant that he could never be caught or arrested as he knew all the tricks that police use to investigate drug dealers.
Except for the first undercover cop he came across.
Except when he got arrested immediately.
Moving on to cocaine news.
Okay, we're still in the theme.
Okay.
Cocaine-filled condoms sent to Vatican.
Nice.
Okay.
The drug haul was unremarkable, but the destination raised eyebrows. German custom officials intercepted a shipment of cocaine destined for Vatican in January. Well, screw that part.
Do we get that Black Pope in there? Is that what
they're doing? What?
it's a South American Pope. That's right.
Officers at Leipzig Airport found 340 grams, 12 ounces, of drugs packed into 14 condoms inside a shipment of cushions coming from South America.
There it is.
There's your connection.
There it is.
We know where this was going.
That's right.
It said the package was simply addressed to the Vatican Postal Office, meaning any of the Catholic mini-states 800 residents could have picked it up. The paper reported that a subsequent sting operation arranged with Vatican police failed to nab the intended recipient. No one claimed the package, indicating that he or she was tipped off about the plan. Oh, your holiness.
Exactly.
The drugs would have a street value of several tens of thousands of euros.
Several tens of thousands of euros?
That's how they wrote it. I'm reading
There's specifically. No way.
Specifically.
Several.
That doesn't tens. Make any sense.
This is... New York Post, I mean.
They obviously don't know the street value of cocaine.
Right. Obviously.
There's no way. There's no way that it's that much money.
This is that papal quality.
Yeah, oh.
That's
this is coke blessed. That's what it is. Yeah,
that's an unrealistic coke. That's an unrealistic vague number. Several tens of thousands.
I could imagine, like, you use the word several to describe many. So many, several, many tens of dozens. Tens of thousands of dollars, so...
Bunches of tens of dozens.
Anywhere between
I believe that
30,
translates 000. To a buttload.
Where's up in a shitload of coke? That's how much we got.
All right. Now back onto sexual creepy news. Man arrested for sucking toes in North Carolina's Walmarts.
What?
You get arrested for that?
Yeah, Walmart's gross. Yeah.
Yo, Walmart. You that's, suck toes.
That's typical Walmart behavior though, I think.
He's just dropping the prices all day on the toes.
Yeah. Go to Walmart, watch your feet.
Oh.
Police have arrested a man who allegedly sucked a woman's toes, that's a weird way of saying it, in a North Carolina Walmart. He persuaded her to take off her shoes by telling her he was a podiatry student.
What? I'm a podiatry student. Can I suck your toes?
Worst lie ever.
Michael A. Brown reportedly had a woman try on several pairs of shoes at the Lincolnton Walmart store Monday.
Was he a shoe salesman?
No, I don't think so.
I think they have salesmen in those things.
But is he posing as a... I figured that.
Come on and razor.
Was he posing as one? Because how do you convince a perfect stranger to start changing shoes?
You go to South Carolina.
To a Walmart. Shopping in a Walmart.
I don't want to say that they're stupid down there, but...
there are some stupid people there. Yeah.
If
everywhere.
The shoe fits...
At some point during the process, he...
Yeah,
that was horrible.
So at some point while helping the young lady try on her shoes, he started to... he stuck her foot in his mouth. I somehow saw that coming. Oh, okay. Detectives say Brown tried to try the same thing at a different Walmart 15 miles away earlier that day.
Why doesn't he go to, like, a Payless? Right? Something better than a Walmart. Like, why Walmart?
He didn't manage to suck any toes there, though, because his cover story was significantly worse. He told a woman he was conducting a survey on the feet of different races and nationalities.
Hmm.
She took off. She took off her shoes, but backed out when he wanted her to take off her socks.
Dude, they've batted hook, line, and sinker. This is going swimmingly.
Brown is a registered sex offender who was convicted of attempted sexual assault in 2011. So everyone here got off light.
Non-consensual dick in your pussy.
Not everybody.
He doesn't really get
He doesn't want to do that, though.
Nah, so.
I don't feel much for the victim here, because how stupid do you have to be?
If yeah. anyone came over to me and was like, yo, I'm a podiatrist doing foot surveys, take off your shoe,
he didn't even
I would have already walked past it.
He didn't even say that. He's like, I signed up for podiatry at the local community college.
I don't
look at your feet.
I almost never like pay attention to people that come up to me in stores or like on the street. Because they always want money from you.
So, no, I'm good. I'm good.
And they usually don't have cookies.
What?
Wait, Girl Scouts. Me? The Girl what? Scouts.
Oh, I was going to say, that's a deal breaker like for you.
Cookie? Okay. I like Listen. To suck toes. You want cookies?
I'm going to school cookies, obviously. To be a foot doctor.
If it's a
and
little...
I've got Samoas.
No, if it's a...
Let me I'm listening. Notes. I'm listening. I'll hear you out. Where's the Samoas? That's when he doesn't have any runs. All right.
And that was the news.
All right. On that note, let's do some stupid people.
Flag and eagle.
Stupid people.
I got a bunch here. I'll pick the ones I like the best. Kind of going through the same... A lot of these, anyway. Going through the same kind of theme as the news. Let's start with this. Let's go to England. You know, I love my English
Stories.
Somebody
fucks Pitbull in England as well.
Now, how's this for the worst excuse for getting caught cheating ever? A lady from North Cornwall has reported to have been pregnant, not by her boyfriend, but by a ghost.
Nice.
That happened in that horror movie, didn't it? Well, she didn't get pregnant, but...
Well, this unnamed 26-year-old woman's trying to pass off the fact that the baby is not her boyfriend's by the fact that she claims that a ghost has been sharing her bed and that it got her pregnant.
Wait, now,
Patrick Swayze?
Now, did she just cheat on her boyfriend, or is she just stupid? Like, not stupid, crazy, like, where, it's not yours, it's a ghost.
It doesn't specify here. But the woman is reported to have phoned police on multiple occasions within the week, saying that she heard noises.
I just
and that the taps were turning on and off.
I just hope it's Egon.
Or that ghost that gave Ray Stans a blowjob that we all forgot about in that movie.
Yeah.
What, did they give him a blowjob?
Yes, it did.
Remember, pants come undone and his eyes go across?
You know what do you I think's find happening? Especially I was disturbing young. About that?
Bustin'
well,
makes me
you
feel...
You can't tell what it is, right? It's just an invisible ghost, right?
Yeah.
It could have been a dude ghost.
In fact, I believe the line in the song at that moment is, there's an invisible man sleeping in your bed.
Yeah.
Who are you going to call?
It's the entity that happened in the entity, too. That was the movie where the girl gets raped by the ghost.
You do know that's a movie, and this is a woman in real life.
I said a movie. No, this chick, what happened to her is some guy found her in a bar, found out how stupid she was, and had convinced her that he was a ghost. While she has been having an affair, he's dead, so it's technically not cheating.
What?
What?
I'm not even following you.
Yeah, this logic is seemingly flawed.
Let's say you find a bird that you find attractive in a bar.
A bird.
A bird.
Let's keep it English.
You're a fit bird right over there.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
You realize how stupid she is. She's like, oh, I have a boyfriend. I can't do anything. He's like, oh, it's all right. It's because I'm dead. I'm really a ghost.
So
she has sex with you anyway, repeatedly thinking it's not cheating because you're dead and you're a ghost.
How stupid do you think people are, though?
This is really not showing much faith in humanity.
Or yeah. girls, really, is all. What it is.
Like, he just walks into a room and he's like, woo!
He tells her... He
exactly!
He tells her that story, and then immediately turns around to the rest of the guys at the bar, and he's all like...
Hey, everybody! We're all gonna get laid!
They all break into a Thriller dance and run a train.
Yeah! I'm a ghost, too! Boo!
I'm telling you, this is what happened.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. This is fucking absurd.
That's what really happens. It's the ghost music.
Okay, I was going to say, was there pottery involved?
Oh, this is not the real fucking song.
No.
It's not the Isley Brothers.
Because it's YouTube.
This is like you playing it on a fucking, like, Fisher Price person.
You think I'm going to buy this song?
You could YouTube the fucking real
this
song
is
you're
YouTube,
using.
Bro.
He went the first clip he found.
That's clearly a guy playing it on a fucking piano.
His name is SEO. His name is Milton Isijima.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an Asian boy.
Oh, my wrong, my
darling, I hunger. Do you see why Paint It Black needs some Asians? Look, listen to you guys. It's really racist when it's really racist when there isn't someone from that race in this room, is what I realized.
And you promised no racism.
You think that was a tad racist?
Just a little bit.
They love it. No, that's it. Like they love karaoke.
They do.
I've seen them like they don't when the Japanese or the Chinese people, the Asian people, when they go in the karaoke bar and they pick their song, it's not like they pick like a fun song You Say Tomato. I don't know, no one picks that. Like Ebony and Ivory.
Everybody's go-to karaoke.
They're like, oh, it's on. They're just like they pick some super ballad.
Right.
You know,
a lot
like,
Celine Dion, but done in their native language.
Like McCarthy's Park or something epic.
Yeah, oh, the theme from the Titanic. Like, here, far, wherever you are. I believe.
Believe?
Oh, God.
Okay.
All right. That's it, right? She got.
I don't know if
Luke can
cut all that up for one long soundbite. Like.
No.
We started in England, ended up just insulting Asia as a whole.
All right, so she got banged by a ghost.
Banged by a ghost. Impregnated.
Are we still on that story?
And the ghost, the baby's a human, just for the record.
Oh, it was born. It wasn't Slimer. It's a human.
Oh, it was a human. All right, let's go to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Let's go back to some weird perverted stuff. Harrisburg man facing criminal charges after he drove through a Wendy's drive-thru naked 3 times. 52-year-old man went to, 3 counts, 3 different Wendy's. First occurred 11 p.m. March 12th. We don't need the address. Drove up to the window, turned on the interior light of his car, and looked down at his lap, where the female employee noticed that he was butt naked.
Not bad, right, girl?
Nah.
You like what you see? It's more of where that came from.
Mm-hmm.
2 days later, he showed up to the same Wendy's restaurant, did the same thing to a different female employee.
Where's the other girl? All you'll do.
Yeah, well, he handed her the money first, so that was kind of courteous. Mm. She screamed, called for a coworker. 30 minutes later, this is where he becomes a stupid person and not just a pervert. They had called the cops already, who were there taking a report when he showed it back up 30 minutes later. This time he drove right up to the window without even placing an order.
You forgot my junior bacon cheeseburger, bitch.
Turned on the interior light and looked down at his lap again, where they promptly had the cops there and arrested him. They got him on 22 prior convictions of driving with a suspended license. So this guy really just wanted to get out there and show his dong.
They didn't get him on...
Was it epic?
I don't have a picture.
I wish they would describe it. Like his average sized or... abnormally small or humongous. Like, why
they
is he out there
to
showing
it? As dollar menu.
Dollar menu.
Is not super size.
Did they hit him with a taser?
I could have.
It'd be better if he was like driving up to the window, steering the wheel with his dick. Just like.
Like, what's his name in that move, in that sex tape?
Yeah.
Tommy Lee?
Yeah, he's got a big fucking dick.
He does. You just got kind of wistful there.
Thank you for that wonderful fucking. I know I'll sleep a lot better tonight knowing that.
I don't know why.
It's so insightful.
I know the thought of Big Dick calms you down a bit, but
it has been a really stressful day. I can't fall asleep. What are some lulling thoughts? Ooh, Tommy Lee's giant dick. That's what Mike.
Play that ghost song again.
Yeah, right? By Milton.
You want to hit it up?
Let me hear Milton's version. Let me.
He probably doesn't even sing.
Yeah, certainly does not sing.
Should I fast forward?
Oh, let's see if he sings.
There's like anime in this video for some reason.
There is.
Yeah.
And it's fucking Final Fantasy. That's a Final Fantasy guy.
He plays the recorder.
So you gonna sing or what?
Leave it on for this next story.
Wait, can I have a green tea, please? I could really go for a green tea right now.
It's racist.
You want some sake? Some sake.
That's all right, so for a love story.
Where are we now? What are we talking about?
Let's do another naked person in public story. This time,
where the fuck did he get these pictures?
This is
so stupid.
It's really great for an audio program.
All right.
Here's a another naked person. This is a 26-year-old woman. Not a bad looking one.
Hold on. This nigga's got a comment that says Bellissimo, then followed by O. Patrick Swayze, Estaria oyendo esta bellissima musica do otro lado. What?
I don't know.
Well, that is a Spanish joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not gonna catch.
This is. Who says these things to this guy?
What does? Do you have a translation?
Bellissima is beautiful.
All right, you guys are about to get a fucking timeout with the fucking mute mic.
Right.
All right,
Can we continue with our story?
What's the story?
Now there's pandas.
I'm sorry.
I'll stop.
Let's go.
Oh my god.
This is you can leave the song on.
The song works.
26-year-old woman whose husband was arrested visited him in prison, butt naked.
The song is getting really intense right now.
What are we not seeing? All right.
I'm laughing at that look in his face.
Gerard Butley movie busters now.
They're just so... All right, this is great for an audio podcast.
He's crying. Mikey's ready.
Everybody needs to check out this YouTube flick by this guy. This is unbelievable. Unchained Melody Instrumental Theme from Ghost. Oh, my God. Dancing with the Stars.
By Milton.
I'm sorry.
You're going to have to turn that off now.
All right. You can't look at that anymore, Mikey.
We broke Mikey.
A picture of just two random Indian people now. I'm not getting it. You'd think he'd show, like, pottery or something. Or ghosts. I don't know.
Or Patrick Swayze, even scenes from, like, Dirty Dancing, but
I understood when it was couples in love. Then that shit went to fucking pandas. Flamingos and pandas. And then just random
Indian Butler movie post.
Like 300?
No.
The movie with, like, Katherine Heigl or some shit.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Amazing.
Sorry, Pete. Again, right. From the top.
This girl visited her...
I think this story's kind of dead. I can't talk.
That? All right, this girl visited her boyfriend.
She went to visit her husband in the clink, and she was drunk, and she just disrobed, and they couldn't get rid of her.
Was she trying to do, like, a Lindsay Bluth and just get nailed in prison? Like,
apparently. He had been arrested earlier that day. She was drunk, completely naked, refused to get dressed or leave in a cab. So they did give her a shot. Unable to say whether she arrived at the office wearing clothes and subsequently removed them or whether she arrived there fully naked. So what do you think she got arrested for?
Nudity.
Yes, indecent exposure and drunk in public. That's that whole story. Sidelined by a beautiful song.
Is that really public, though?
Yeah, you're in a government building.
Correctional facility.
It's not a government building.
Well, you're in a privately owned business.
Correctional facility?
You're outside of your home.
Yeah.
It's run by taxpayers' money.
You're among strangers in a non-sanctioned environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, one more sexual creep. We got a Tennessee McDonald's. This guy...
I thought that was the guy's name.
Tennessee McDonald's, a Tennessee man. No, this guy's name is... Ronald Henderson, a 28-year-old heavyset gentleman.
Ronald at McDonald's?
I don't know, right?
Yes.
Nice.
Ronald at McDonald's.
Ginger.
This is a big guy, and he got stuck trying to crawl under a stall to peep on a woman.
What? Like to peep on the woman? What is
while
this?
While she's
fucking,
peeing.
She was in the stall.
He, fucking fifth grade? Like how?
He looks like he's like not
some
all
elementary
there.
School bullshit.
He's not upstairs.
It's called the internet, man. Like, that's a dirty fucking bathroom, by the way, McDonald's.
Yeah.
Crawling.
Well, he's a big man, so he'd get close to the floor, too, to do it.
How did he get in there in the first place?
He walked in.
He walked in the bathroom. What do you mean, got in there?
Well, I mean, male, female.
They don't retina scan you. Like, what do you mean?
I've wandered into the wrong bathroom occasionally. No one's there to stop me. I wish they were. He just wandered in and decided to go underneath the stall.
That's fucking weird.
And he got his fat ass stuck.
Good for him.
Which is
super that means fun. She was stuck, too.
Oh, God.
It depends what angle he went in at.
There's no way you're going underneath, like, the side stall, is there?
I think that's what he... Let's see if it says here. Police report that Jasmine Johnson was using the toilet inside the restaurant when Henderson entered the bathroom and crawled under the stall. That's... doesn't say. Upon spotting Henderson, Johnson screamed at him to leave the restroom, but Henderson continued to try to breach the stall, grabbing at her leg.
Ooh!
Until he got stuck.
Oh my God, he's grabbing at her? What a terrific experience.
Terrific?
You're terrifying.
Like a terror.
That was a little Freudian right there.
Honey, is there something you want to tell me?
I meant to say horrific.
He got some sure leg action. Nice.
What a magical experience.
I just imagine you're taking care of a person, hitting him over the head, like, get away from me, you cat, you brute, get away from me. That's how I see it. It's funnier that way.
Well, she was able to escape, so I guess maybe he did try side-stalling it.
She just opens up the stall and runs out?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. How big was he?
He's a big dude. We only got his mug shot, but his head is...
he looks like an L-shaped linebacker.
In great shape? Like,
no, out of shape. Out. Like, really out of shape.
He looks like a Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, sorry. He's pretty fat. I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, next.
That's it for stupid people.
That's it. So, are we going on to the old quiz?
Time to play the game.
Oh, shit.
All right. You guys are going to enjoy this.
Do you have white people music to play in the background of this?
I'm sure we could find something. But I have a special... Hang on. Before you start...
Sir, pause.
We got a white guy theme song for the quiz.
Oh, yay.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
The first ever like fully live performance by Lou.
Thank you. Should I bring out a lighter? If I had a lighter, Lou, I'd have it up.
I'll never
be the
be
white
able
guy thing to do
to listen to that song the same again now ever.
Now, Lou, are you keeping points or should I try again?
No, have Lou keep the points.
All right, Lou, you're gonna have to do both.
All right.
Ask a question and take
points. Should be the whitest of our time.
The whitest of all time.
Oh my God. Roland's fucked up.
Is that by White Shark?
Why is that fucked up?
Are we ready for the quiz here?
Yeah. Alright, so you I'll let you do the white guy music. So
it's a terror.
Number one. Alright, so I guess we'll just go around. I'll let Kat start it. How do white people answer the phone?
Hello.
Mikey?
Hi.
You're trying so hard not to do hi. Pete?
I like a good yellow.
Those are all great answers, but you know what was a better answer? Hello, this is Brian Katz. Welcome to the Katz Residence. Something exactly. Like that. I was really going for that.
That's like the way black people perceive us.
Stop being racist.
That's the correct thing.
But I think Pete's was pretty good with his yellow.
Pete got 2 points.
Yeah, I get that's a good one.
Next would be great. Heidi Ho.
Heidi Ho.
Right.
Heidi Ho, David.
So now you guys get. Alright, so number two. How do white people dance?
Pete?
Is he saying white people or me?
Either one.
I believe the only answer is poorly or stiffly.
Okay. Mikey?
That's a good one. I'm going to say a lot of snapping and pointing.
Oh! Yeah.
I like... Also, I will keep going.
Oh, you just stay in your zone. You don't leave your zone.
Thank you, Hitch.
All right. I'm going to give Cats 1 point.
Had a little bit too much rhythm on that, honey. It was a little bit too good.
There was too many snaps.
Yeah, it was way too much.
1 point. Mikey, you get 2 points for snapping and pointing. All right. We'll start with Mikey this time.
All right.
What's your drink of choice? What's the white drink of choice?
Alcoholic beverage.
Wine.
Wine. Okay.
Alcoholic beverage?
Yes.
Love this song, by the way.
It's a really good song.
Throwing that out there.
I'm trying to get extra points.
No, I'm not. This is just a real... I haven't heard this in a while.
A white drink?
Yes. Yeah. What do they order at Country
Club? Oh, a micro beer.
A micro beer. Very good,
that's
honey.
That's a good one. Good.
Like a $9-$14 beer.
That's a good one.
Very good. God damn it.
What's in your hand right now?
That's what I've been drinking lately. A good craft beer, you know. Preferably an IPA. Mm-hmm. Something with 9.5 alcohol percentage.
No, things get too crazy, though.
Just one or two.
Okay. I will give Pete and Katz 2 points. Mikey, you get 1 point.
If you said white wine spritzer.
Maybe like a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oh, that's white trash. That's hipster.
That's hipster.
Or white trash.
That's or me. Moonshine that you made in the toilet.
This is, that's again, white trash. You're not talking about white trash. You're talking about white people.
Yeah,
we have very, very good bank accounts, and we can afford these
country clubs.
Yeah, we have credit.
Country club set.
Coming from our side of the track.
Excuse me, as a Spanish person, we have credit.
We all look alike.
That's where Lou and I settle things. Like, see, no, they are all like, white.
If that's the point, then you'd answer the phone differently, too, if you were white trash.
Yeah, what?
I'm lucky.
Employment.
Steady job.
All right, Pete. Was OJ guilty?
Hell yeah.
Very good. Cats?
Absolutely.
Mikey?
Yeah, without a doubt.
All right, you got the all right. That was the white answer. Definitely guilty. All right, Cats. Describe the white vacation.
All right, you pack up your what's that? Oh man, what's that car called? Station wagon.
Four wheels.
Wood paneled.
Yeah.
Wood paneled. You take your 2.3 kids and you travel cross country to Disneyland, where you all wear fanny packs in the park.
Nice.
Do you get mouse ears?
Yeah, with your names on.
Yeah.
Mikey.
It's hard to top.
Yeah, that's good.
Only thing I could say to, same concept. You take your wife and kids, only this time you have one of those mobile camper things.
RVs.
And drive across country and you look at shit that nobody wants to see.
You visit all the national parks.
Well, that and like the world's biggest ball of string.
No. Oh.
And
yarn.
Pan.
It's yarn.
Yarn. Have you seen it, Cats?
It was in Sam and Max. I don't know.
All right.
Pete.
I'm gonna go the
I'm
other
basing
way.
It on a video game.
Oh wait, can I finish that with you take
oh,
a lot of
going?
You take a lot of obnoxious pictures and force people to look at them.
Not Asian.
Oh, and a slideshow, right?
Yeah.
A slideshow like you do barbecue, make everyone come over, see
nice.
The family photos and slideshow. Yeah, that's horrible.
I like that.
That's so horribly white.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna try a different approach.
Yeah.
That's where you get a first class ticket.
There you go.
And you fly someplace warm where brown people serve you drinks in pineapples.
I like it.
That's what I said. It's usually an island begins with Saint something that you've never heard
something
of.
Something unpronounceable.
Saint Lucius Creo or
Antigua.
Something.
Saint-Tropez.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
These are all great answers, everyone.
They were, I think.
Wherever you go, you do get mad that they don't speak English.
Oh, shit. We still good?
Yeah, we're still good.
Is that me?
Power.
Yeah, it was. I've done it before too.
You shut the power off, which everyone should have connected to.
Oh, shit. All right.
I'm going to give 3 points for everybody.
Those are all awesome answers.
I also would have accepted some shit like camping, because only white people do that shit.
We got there with the almost the RV and the national parks. Yeah. And
well, it's hard to camp if you're black, where like you hear an owl and everyone starts taking down the shit and running up.
What the fuck was that?
Get the fuck out of here. Forget the tent. Let's get in the car. We're going.
I told your asses we should be out here.
All right. Pete, where do you buy your clothes?
I'm cheap, but I'll...
Don't say, because poor people buy it.
Oh, I will shop at a named department store, a Macy's perhaps, maybe a Kohl's.
That's fair.
Brian's got attitude about Kohl's.
If I'm in Spanish, people will fucking shop there, not white.
If I'm in a pinch, I'll even get a T-shirt at a Target.
Okay. Cats.
Eddie Bauer.
Is there even an Eddie Bauer normal?
Banana Republic, maybe. Some nice upscale store.
Pretty white.
I love that approval. Pretty white, yeah.
The kind of place where they won't even hire like an ethnic person to serve you, where it's that white. The floors are white. The whiting is light.
All right, Mikey, what do you got?
I'd say... A Lacoste, or whatever you say.
Lacoste.
Or a Polo. Or like a Joseph A. Bank.
Yeah, you're looking very Joseph A. Bank today.
Whatever. What?
No, you get like 9 suits for one, man. Yeah. That's not...
All right, I've never fucking been there. How do I know?
I pay full retail price.
Okay. That's Caraco.
That's not even Caraco. Caraco is like the same deal, but they call it differently. Instead of being like, oh, they give you... They give you 3 suits for one. They give you like 2 suits for 4. There are some dumb shit.
Brian, you forgot Men's Warehouse. You do shop there quite a bit, or you used to.
I'm trying to pork this quiz. I'm not like literal.
You're gonna like the way you look.
All right, Pete and Mike, I'll give you 1. Cats, I'll give you 2. I like yours a little better. All right. So. Describe a white guy cologne, Mikey.
I don't wear cologne. I wouldn't know. On it, that's I don't know. I don't know anything about cologne. I don't fucking Tommy Hilfiger. I don't fucking know.
Nope.
No idea.
No
idea.
We co-opted that.
Nope.
All right, you're up.
It's not polo sport. I tell you that much. Jean-Paul Gaultier. Aqua di Gio. I like that. Saks Fifth Avenue. They got about $300 cologne that smells delicious.
Bond,
yummy.
Okay, I'm in Mikey's boat. Brian said.
this is not like a physical podcast. You can't smell us, but imagine these two smell terrible, and I smell fantastic.
Or is this natural male machismo that I am smelling off of them?
What does it stink over there?
It's called a musk.
We're not wolves, all right.
I tend to pee on women before I take them.
That's why he's kept his women.
All right, so Mikey and Pete really didn't have an answer. I'm not going to give you anything. Cats, I'm going to give you 2. I was looking for Axe.
I realize Old
Spice. Axe, again, that is a Latino thing.
That's a
or a teenager thing.
Frat boy.
Old Spice would have worked.
Latinos like douse themselves in cool water.
Yeah.
That's why I said not cool.
But only white people buy like the whole Axe set with the body wash.
No, they sell it shit at Kmart. Like 3 cans for like $10. No, that's not a white thing.
That's a white thing. Awful, dude. You ever see black guys in those commercials? Nope.
Absolutely not. Good boy.
Are those, I want your body.
I see black people over the Old Spice ads. Guess who uses Old Spice more than that? Like,
Terry Crews is the only black guy.
Or the guy's like, look at your husband. Now look at me. Now look back at him. Like,
I'm on a horse.
Yeah, I'm on a horse. That guy.
I got you tickets to that thing that you wanted to go to.
Yeah.
All
right.
All right. We'll start with Cats. The best musician or singer?
Who's the best musician or singer?
Yeah.
Rod Stewart.
Wow. Ooh, nice.
That's a good. Nice. Wow. Good answer. Good
high five. One. Yay. All
right, Mikey.
Fuck. Beatles.
That's our band. God damn it.
He said band or singer.
Yeah, any musical entity.
Pete.
That was going to be my answer.
And it was going to be true when you said it.
Oh, this is a good one, too. Good answer right here.
Journey.
Journey.
Yeah. That's a white answer.
Is that your real Foreigner. Kansas.
Meatloaf.
Asia.
Elvis Presley.
Any America.
You can't say Elvis. He took black people's music. It's a little too black. Sorry.
So did the Beatles and everyone else. Like,
is that your real answer, Pete?
I gave you 10 of them.
How about Elvis Costello?
Ooh, really white. College music white.
How about Michael McDonald?
Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé.
It's funny you bring him up.
Right. He's pretty fucking white, that guy.
As we discussed for 10 minutes making up this quiz.
I was like, I bet he's going to say Michael Bublé. And then we were like, no, he's going to say that other guy.
Robin Thicke, because he can't keep them straight.
That guy sucks.
He can't keep them straight.
All right, I'll give Cats 3. I like that. Rod Stewart. Pete, I'll give 3 because he named every band that's like a place.
Foreigner's not a place, really.
And I'll give you 2.
You missed the whole tirade.
All right. So, name a food only white people eat. Pete? A
food only white people eat?
Yep.
Foie gras.
Yeah.
Pate goose liver.
Pate.
Again, one of my favorite foods.
I know you, Oreo. All
right, I'm gonna say that all the ethnics have taken our all the rich ethnics have taken all of our really really expensive food because they find it like to be high class and stuff. So I'm gonna say broccoli Rob. I've never seen a black person or Hispanic person ever touch it.
That's true.
Mm. Matzah. You even know what the fuck Jewish. That is.
That's Jewish. Jewish.
They're ethnic.
They're ethnic.
They're not white.
No, they're not white.
Can I throw in kale with a passion fruit iced tea?
That was my answer. I said like smoothies. They're going to say smoothies. Smoothies and juices.
I'm really bad at this.
That
quiz.
Was good. I'll give Pete.
That's a great
Pete
answer.
3, Cats 2.
Can I answer with a drink then to go with my broccoli?
Yes.
Milk.
Glass of ice cold milk, yes.
All right, I'll give you another point. Mikey, I'll just give you wine.
That's fine. Yeah. I don't fucking care.
Mikey also doesn't. Would have accepted, hummus.
That's Greek.
That's Mediterranean. That's a swarthy food.
We're talking white people. But we're talking about wasps,
well,
right?
Are we
talking about, like vegan shit?
That's again, vegan's a white thing.
Yep.
Vegan is a white
big
thing.
Big time.
I mean, unless you're Rastafarian, but then that's completely different. Right.
Then that shit is clearly made of cheese.
Yeah.
Next
question.
Mikey.
Yeah.
If you had to pick one guy to be the ambassador for whites, who would it be?
Clay Aiken.
Oh, God.
Gay?
You picked a gay guy?
The whitest motherfucker I know.
Guy is super.
He's super gay.
White. He's like so white, he's clear.
But the ambassador?
I guess he's so nice. He's so freaking nice.
Okay.
Well, I mean, yeah. I'd choose.
It's a good answer.
Fucking Rocky from Rocky IV.
But he's Italian.
He's the ambassador for the world.
He's not real.
Like all Italians, he's make-believe.
He ended the Cold War. That's real shit.
All right, let's go to Pete.
Larry Bird.
Okay. Greatest trash talker in NBA history?
Just white guy holding his own out there.
All
right. Becoming a legend.
Okay, I guess the face of the white people, I Topher Grace. Got from
yeah,
the 70s
yeah,
show.
Yeah.
Oh, word, yeah.
They're okay. I think I like Pete's the best. I'll give Pete
they're
2.
They're okay?
You guys will get 1 each.
All those Topher Graces.
Yeah. I don't know. Wouldn't you guys pick somebody more badass?
Brad Pitt.
I guess.
I'm trying to be super stuffy here.
Yeah, I thought...
Remember, they're going country club white here. Remember, Lou, you gotta remember that.
I went with an inspirational figure.
Yeah.
Pierce right. Brosnan.
Alright. Let's start with Cats this time. Can you name 3 metal bands?
Like Pantera, Megadeth, Metallica?
Sure. Mikey?
You're really asking me that question?
Well, I know you can do it.
You just want to sing all our songs?
Not your band, Mike.
Agony Scene is Blood Runs Black and fucking Megadeth. Why not?
I only knew one of those three.
Well, pick a new one since he said negative.
Pick a new one?
Pick a different one because I know you can do another
one. The Browning?
All right.
Do I have to pick ones that haven't been said?
It would be nice.
If you can.
You better.
More points.
Iron Maiden.
Nice.
Slayer.
Yeah.
And who else hasn't been said? Megadeth was said, right?
Yeah.
Metallica was said, right?
Yeah.
Pantera.
No, that was also said. That was said.
They were all said.
Yeah, the Trinity was already.
Yeah. You should just get points for calling it the Trinity.
Yeah. I'm like, and Mikey with a steal.
That's all right. I'll give Pete and Kat one each. Mikey, I'll give you two since you're...
Did anyone say Black Sabbath?
No.
He should have said Black Sabbath.
He only said Black Sabbath. Yeah,
right.
But he missed. He couldn't think of one. I was like thinking Black Sabbath was trying to channel it too.
I just kept saying ones of a name. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys could have said like Killswitch.
I was trying to go.
That's a black guy singer, though. I would never say that one.
He's not black anymore.
No, it's Jesse. They got what? The what do you guys?
They
guy
booted
back.
Him. They booted him. They booted the black guy.
Well, he was a fucking replacement in the first place.
No, oh, okay, I didn't know this.
There you go.
But for originally for a black
and
guy.
Now right? You do. We're knowing is half the battle.
All right, Pete. What's the best way to communicate your opinions?
Best way to communicate my opinions?
Yep. You want to know? Let everyone know something about yourself. How do you do it?
Do I have like a situation here or?
Any situation. You want to reach as many people as possible.
Write a complaint letter to the editor.
Okay. That's pretty right. Cass?
How big is the situation here? Like, who am I trying to reach?
Anyone. Anyone and everyone.
You want me to get your point across. How do you do it?
I feel this question is kind of flawed.
We're looking for best answer. Just give us your widest answer.
My widest answer?
Yeah.
Like, how to get my message across?
Yeah.
Like, calmly and speak clearly. Like,
and,
I don't know.
And make hand gestures.
I started
Kickstarter.
I don't know. Like, what kind of stupid question is this?
All right, Mikey.
Facebook or Twitter?
That's what I was just thinking.
Okay. I was thinking more along the lines of, like, you wear a belt buckle. With something
okay,
on it.
Like put it
or,
on the t-shirt and
yes.
Say that everybody sticker. Else who doesn't think, agree with you is working for the gay agenda.
Or get a bumper sticker that's way too long.
Or with icons that no one understands.
Yeah. We all figured like
via coexist bumper sticker.
We're trying to like get a message across in the sense like we're
no,
trying
just
to reach
like your opinion, like,
people.
If you really love God, get an awesome bumper sticker.
WWJD.
Yeah, convert a couple of the atheists driving behind mm-hmm. you.
Are we trying to do Stuffy White or just like kind of what are we doing? Here's my question. Like, I'm just trying to do Stuffy White, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like half the answers are going Stuffy White and then occasionally lose waiting for the redneck answer.
It's a little of both. It's a little of both. Pete gets two, Mike and Cash, you get one.
We need to represent all white people. It's very hard.
Alright. So, name a white person problem, Cash.
Come on,
being tired after work.
Okay. Oh man, that's horrible.
Alright. Mikey?
Implies that we don't have jobs.
I have two things.
I know.
I have two things I'd like to say on this.
Sure.
One is I'm white, I don't have any problems.
Okay.
Ooh.
And two is my jet ski broke.
Nice.
Very good. Very good.
I ordered my porterhouse medium rare and it's medium.
Yo, my ethnic maids are taking my silverware.
Okay. Wow.
When you were actually thinking for a second there, I was like, don't you listen to me complain every day about not getting my butternut squash croissant?
No, I don't. I don't care about the black opinion.
I don't give.
They keep getting my name wrong at Starbucks. It's Jillian, not Julian.
All right, I'll give Pete and Katz to Mikey. I'll give you three since you said you have no problems.
Yeah.
But I also like to say...
I mean, even Jay-Z has 99 of them.
Thinking...
But he, that's
along
he's
along the
black.
Lines of, like... You know, your carbon footprint is too big. The ozone layer.
There's too many white, factions, you know? It's like, every time you're going for, like, a hippie, like, you're never going for, like, the rich white guy, which I thought this quiz was all about. The stuffy white guy.
No consistency here.
It's because there's too many kinds of white.
No,
it's not.
You just keep going for the rednecks, hipsters, and,
I was doing country club. I was doing country club white.
They're all pretty white, though. You're all white in your own way. All
right.
All white people matter. All white people matter.
So, you know, some people collect things like comic books. What do white people collect, Mikey?
Stamps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty good. Very good. Very good.
Bonus if you know what that's called.
Stamp collecting?
No.
No. There's a weird word for it. I don't even know it.
I think it's philatelist.
Why do you know that?
You're looking at me with that.
I think it was on an episode of...
Pete, can you verify this?
Adventure Brothers.
I was Adventure Brothers.
Yeah. Precisely. Sorry. Is that the white guy answer?
Yeah.
Precisely.
Indubitably. All right, Pete.
Up top, brother man.
White guy collection.
White guy collection.
This is a white song.
I collect Spin Doctor's albums.
I taped over the Spin Doctor's mix.
I collect lighters that I use to hold up at encores at Dave Matthews Band shows.
Oh, that's a good one.
Cats.
I collect money.
That's good.
Told you that'd be his answer.
Good.
I also said stock portfolio options was another item you could have said.
Stocks, bonds,
mutual funds.
My favorite.
That's not collecting.
My favorite.
Blood diamonds.
That's not a collection. That's an investment.
Blood diamonds is the one I was thinking about.
I have an excellent stock portfolio.
Also, colored children.
Oh, yeah. ethnic children. The Angelina Jim Brad Pitt's the world.
Pretty white. Yeah.
All right, Mikey, I'll give you one.
Got three Vietnamese. Cats,
I'll give you two
Japanese.
Since you threw out blood diamonds at the end.
I won't even buy a diamond if it's not blood related.
I'll give Pete two. All right. Name a white people's sport, Cats.
Ice hockey.
Okay. Mikey?
Polo.
Polo, that's a good one.
There's a Nigerian team, though.
Mm. Oh, well, after Pete goes, I'll switch my answer.
I got either curling or skeet shooting.
Let's take both.
Curling is super white. All right, Cats, you had another?
Controlling the Third World.
Okay.
The Game of Thrones.
Right, right.
Wiener, 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 wiener.
I think that's more of a hobby, though.
It's a job, I feel.
Right.
A duty. It's a duty, really.
What did you say again, Mikey?
For what? The
sport? Polo. Yeah. You said polo.
That's like the whitest fucking...
So, Cats, I'll give
fencing.
You one.
Mikey. Fencing is white, too.
These are both things that we enjoy, Brian.
What's that game that they have in the horse dancing?
Equestrian?
Oh,
what?
No. It's a specific type. It's not just equestrian. It's,
no, because Mitt Romney had the
dancing
horse.
Wife. His wife has it, yeah.
Horse shaka. Is that a dancing horse?
Yeah.
I never heard about this.
Yeah.
That's because I'm whiter than you.
Wow. All right, so Pete got three, Cats two, Mikey one on that one.
Horse right. Dancing.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Mitt Romney's wife is very good at it.
Man. Google it.
What's the white person's car?
Oh, to me?
Yeah.
There's so many white people, it's hard to take an approach.
Well, take one, pick one.
Yeah, just pick any really white one.
Oh, I'm just going to go with the standard issue minivan.
Okay.
But I said Brian should get bonus points for that, because he drives one.
Because he has one.
A Honda Odyssey.
Me?
Yeah.
The one with the best crash test rating.
Okay. Mm,
that's a good one.
Mikey,
don't let me down. Come on.
Prius.
Yes! I said hybrid.
That's what
I thought you said white guy,
for.
Not homo. Like
hybrid!
Only white people save buy Prius.
Earth. Yeah.
My Indian boss drives a Prius.
He's white.
Cheap people buy Priuses, white. Too.
Mikey that's true. Nailed it on the head. What we were looking
Bong.
For. I'll give Mikey three.
That's the symbol is a Sarah David.
Pete and Cats get one. All right. So I think Cats is starting this one. What do you do when you get sick?
I drink some herbal tea and consult my physician.
Yeah. Very good.
Pretty good. Mikey?
You see, a robot tells me to lose.
I know. That's what that's what I want to go to.
More right, tussing.
Yeah, make some soup.
What kind of soup?
Begrudgingly, apparently.
Mikey, what kind of
make
soup?
Soup.
Sodium-free chicken noodle.
Okay, very good.
Made with cage-free eggs and shit.
Yeah. made by free-range organic chickens.
With organic vegetables.
They got the finger paint the whole time. It was nice.
All right, Pete.
I get a portfolio on the chickens for their history.
Where they were born.
A whole
what
dossier.
They clucked about.
Yeah.
You have a dossier on each chicken.
Yeah.
Well, even though I believe that Big Pharma is out to destroy us, I will consult my doctor and get a Z-Pack.
a box of Kleenex, and ride it out watching some Netflix, some Gossip Girl.
Friends.
Wow. This just went gay.
Friends on Netflix.
Friends is the better
Friends
one.
On Netflix, power
you,
watch it.
Or Grey's Anatomy, I would have taken.
You went on a tangent there. I'll give you one, because I don't know where you went with that.
I don't know either.
You went so prissy.
I lost it on the Netflix.
You went so prissy, you went pussy, is all I'm saying. You crossed that line.
I'll give Mikey one also.
Overplayed my hand.
I also would have liked to hear something about holistic medicine.
Yeah, I was looking for holistic.
I steered clear of that because I feel that's fucking more like
hippie.
Like, hippie. Yeah. Not white.
It's all under the banner.
Yeah. Yeah. Vegan. Hippies vegan. Makes their shit from like Rasta
that,
sort of.
That
you know?
Vegan
yeah.
stuff though, no, because vegans are co-opted now.
There's a clear
so
distinction
white.
Between holistic medicine and just smoking some weed.
Yeah. Because the real doctors who are charging me like $175 for a Z-Pack are like, get a job, motherfuckers, to the holistic people who are selling you like weed.
Yeah.
Clearly made the cheese.
Clearly made the cheese.
All right, Pete. What do you do when your kids act up?
We have a
hypothetical.
I pull them aside. I say, Connor, I'm very offended by the way you're behaving right now. Mm. And we have an intense dialogue about it.
Cats?
I take away their 64 gig iPhone 5S and make them sit in the corner of their room with their 50-inch plasma 1080p TV off, unplugged, for a full 25 to 30 minutes.
And what do we call that?
What?
What do we call that?
Oh, it's timeout.
You're in timeout, Baxter.
T.O. We T.O. it. You know, timeout's too harsh of a word.
I feel like she's feeding him answers at this point.
No, because we had talked about how we were going to raise our children.
It's like parenting tips.
I'm gonna slap him across the fucking mouth.
Oh, good, because that's actually our real answers. I'm slapping you across the face until you learn to behave.
Yeah, catch a fucking beating. That's what you do.
Right. Mikey, what do you do if your kids act up?
You tell them to choose their words, and then you ask them to please relax. Upon which they curse you the fuck out, and then you threaten to punish them, but you never follow through on it.
And then you pawn them off on the nanny.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, very
all,
nice.
Those are all pretty white answers.
I'll get my Haitian maid to whoop your ass.
Damn, y'all did pretty good.
Trinidadian beat down.
That's it. I'm sending you to Nadesh.
I mean, I think y'all did equally good. Just one point across the board.
Yeah.
All right. What's your favorite thing at Starbucks, Cats?
Shit.
Name better be long, too.
A venti mocha frappuccino with two shots of soy milk and some cinnamon with a spinach square.
Whoa.
He does eat the spinach square.
That's
I'm not
thing?
Making it up. Wow. These things are delicious, everyone.
I'm
Mickey
fucking
is
impressed. I'm impressed.
All right.
Because that shit's real. You really do that.
All right, Mikey.
I eat the square.
His girlfriend is white.
Do you have a favorite thing, Mikey?
I can't answer this. I just recently found out they have delicious hot chocolate there.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Good old-fashioned hot chocolate for you.
It's real hot chocolate.
Just good old-fashioned hot chocolate for you.
Real chocolate. Like, I'm used to that Dunkin' Donuts powdered shit, you know? Where it's like water.
I guess.
You know. It's delicious.
Pete?
A venti, non-fat, no-foam soy latte, and a Nora Jones CD.
Wow.
Why do you keep going a little gay with your answers?
I'm super white.
That was awesome.
That is super white. It is a little bit gay.
I'm trying to throw as many words into that as possible.
No, it's very well done.
I don't even drink coffee.
Well, you toe the line perfectly on that.
I don't like Starbucks, but I'm giving all the... I don't have control
Doesn't
of this,
like
but I say...
Starbucks.
Cats gets all the points for that one. That
Cats
was fucking
gets
impressive.
Three. Pete, I'll give you
two.
Two.
Give me two. That was good.
Don't I like Nora Jones. That was good.
That was very good touch.
Mikey, I didn't give you nothing.
Don't
you
give me
you
any
don't even
points.
Like Starbucks.
I don't. I fucking...
But he did good old-fashioned hot chocolate. Real
Listen,
old-fashioned
you don't
hot
have
chocolate.
To go there to know
a good
they have
old-fashioned
that.
Good old-fashioned hot
chocolate. I go there every day and I forgot. It's there in the face every time.
Yeah. All right. It is delicious, though.
Okay. Mikey, we'll start with you.
Okay.
Name a white holiday.
A white holiday?
White holiday.
Fucking Columbus Day?
Pretty good. Pete?
Ooh. It's tough. I'm going to go with Arbor Day.
Nice.
Arbor Day.
Like it. Cats?
Whatever day you get your tax refund back.
Nice.
Most white people end up paying taxes.
All right, I'll give.
Yeah, that's why we get a refund then.
Kat and Mikey get one.
I'll explain it to you later if you want me to.
No.
Pete, I'll give you two because I forgot Arbor Day existed, but I was looking for all the holidays. Are
all
white.
Of them are white, except Kwanzaa.
24/7/365.
We kind of just take them for our own now. Right. Cinco de Mayo, we're all over that thing.
Exactly. MLK Day is our holiday, Blacks. Please.
Not even in your month.
Yeah.
All right, Pete. Let's start with you. It's the whitest movie.
The whitest movie. Gone with the Wind.
That's funny.
Because all the black people in that are super grateful to be helping out.
Nice.
It's a combo deal. It's The Great Gatsby / The Breakfast Club.
Okay. Okay. I like The Breakfast Club.
It's also his ideal afternoon.
Isn't Gatsby just like a two-hour rap video, though?
No, not the new one. Not the Robert Redford 80s one.
Okay. I thought you meant Leo.
No.
Okay.
Not
that jigaboo one.
All right.
Which still only had like three black
people. I don't listen to hip hop.
Great. Mikey.
I got two. The Bridges of Madison County.
Oh my god. You know it's a musical on Broadway now?
Is it really?
Yeah.
The guy Sean from Rescue Me. It's like amazing singer. He's like the lead in that.
Give him a bonus point.
That's good.
And
give Hulu a bonus point. I guess commercial like 90 times.
The Birth of a Nation.
God damn
That's
it.
That's like the whitest movie ever made.
Pretty good.
I mean,
that's some really good propaganda.
I mean, it is white. Actually, no, there's it's so white that they have whites playing in blackface.
Yeah.
Playing the blacks in that movie.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Aren't the good house slaves, they're real black people, aren't they?
No, they're all white. You think the black people were going to get involved in the Birth of a Nation
movie?
It's
the KKK movie.
I saw it. I was so confused by the end because I found myself rooting for the KKK and went, what the fuck?
All right, so I gave Mikey and Katz two, and Pete, you got one. All right.
This is what Pete had sex with this song, though.
That is true.
No, it's in my head while I'm having sex. There's a difference.
And in your stereo. Right. It's part of your third eye blind, semi-chomp kind of life type of sexual experience.
Love making.
I guess.
Hate it when they used to play Incubus. It's so creepy.
Name a white TV show.
Friends, Seinfeld, Frasier, the whole real, like the NBC lineup. All
right.
Very light white.
Mikey?
Bewitched.
Okay.
That is from the 50s, though.
Everything from the 50s is white.
Like, Desi Arnaz was, like, the most ethnic person at that time.
I mean, Friends is not necessarily a new show.
Just give me one black guest star once.
On Friends?
One time.
I never watched Friends.
I used to get accosted all the time for watching Friends. All
right, I got one at Frasier.
Frasier's pretty white.
I said that.
He said Frasier.
Okay. I said the whole NBC lineup.
Just say Friends, Cheers. Style. Just say Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers is pretty white. But you got handed that one. Pete?
What the fuck?
Do you want to think a little bit longer?
Happy days.
Come back to me.
Come back to me.
Happy days?
Just remind
no,
me.
No, fuck you. If I can't say Bewitched, you can't say Happy Days.
It was 20 years after.
Something between the 90s
like,
and now.
I've never... I guess Duck Dynasty or something. Rednecky shows.
Wow, that's
Duck
a good
Dynasty
one.
Duck Dynasty is... Wild.
How do you count for Honey Boo Boo?
I don't think
anybody should
watch
that.
She's inhuman, no. I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's alien.
Any race, yeah.
It's just horrible.
I think you all did pretty good. Mikey, do you have anything else before we stop?
Yeah, American Pickers.
Okay, that's pretty white because black people would not be going
to. I thought that was definitely a black show.
No. Why didn't you guys ever say Melrose Place or Beverly Hills 90210? I got it and I was ignoring
it. It's a historical show.
I was ignoring it.
All right, you guys, I think you all did about equally well.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the end?
Of white TV.
Yeah, there's more categories. We really had to do a really good scientific study,
you
guys.
We went all out, yeah.
And we also have a lot of questions for white people.
All right, so, Mikey, who's the funniest black guy?
Modern or...
I guess whoever.
Or of all time.
Ever, of all time.
Richard Pryor.
Okay. Pete?
Debating, like, the real answer and the
ultra-white answer. Yeah, think like you're white.
I think that Wayne Brady is pretty darn charming.
Ding, 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 ding.
Cats?
You still have a chance?
Bill Cosby.
Okay, he's pretty white.
Never said a cuss word in his life. Doesn't need him.
Nope.
I'm going to give Pete three because that's the answer
that
I had written down.
Bump right on the nose.
Cats gets two just because of those stupid Cosby sweaters.
No!
And I'll give Mikey one.
Because it was accurate, but
he's
you
not
know.
Very white, yeah.
He's but too raw for the white folk.
That's true.
He is too raw for the white folk.
Richard Pryor and Bill Cosby said words at each other because, you know, Bill Cosby didn't like the way Richard Pryor performed.
And then he's had words with the dude.
Chappelle. Oh, it was, oh. Yeah, Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy, yeah. Yeah, no, him too.
Yeah.
So, Pete, I think you're going first this time. So, boobs or ass?
Oh, boobs.
Cat?
Titties.
Damn titties.
Mikey?
The white answer? Neither. Flat as a board on both ends.
Nice.
Yeah, that was a nice flat pancake. Nothing
two
too
for Mikey and one for Pete.
That's
and Cat.
Not true of any nationality.
Yeah, I know that.
So, but this is the white answer. It's how black people serve white people. Remember that.
Right.
I mean, titties was my second call, but flat was first.
Nice.
You don't want her Eddie Bauer collar shirts popping open or anything like that.
All right, so
show
Cats,
some ankle.
We'll start with you. Most white conversations start with, "How about them blank?" Fill in the blank.
How about them dividends over a game of golf?
I like that. Mikey.
How about them Mexicans taking our jobs?
Nice.
It's just our jobs! Come on!
Oh, Pete.
How about them PGA results?
Mm-hmm.
PGA Tour?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn Tiger okay. Woods.
I heard you guys earlier outside, like, hey, are you watching the tournament? I'm like, yeah, that's another white one. That's a good white opening.
Give Pete one. Mikey and Cats got two.
How about those dividends over in the Gulf? The wow. All
right.
My dating daddy Warbucks?
Whose band's name is Crack?
All right. Mikey. Yeah. How do you describe women? Like, you see a nice looking lady.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe it to your friend?
Bro.
I started with bro.
I you gotta come back to me.
You're starting off so well. You had the intonation, everything was sorry. I couldn't handle it. It was tough. So accurate.
You gotta come back to me,
bro.
Do you guys need to get the character first? Should I give you a moment?
No, like I'm trying to give you like I'm trying to think of what the white answer would be, and not okay. My answer, because my answer is.
Now I'm curious what both are.
I can't fucking go there.
All right, you want me to go?
Yeah you go.
Okay. Wow, that girl has all the sass of Oprah, all the demure of Barbara Bush, and the looks of Nancy Reagan.
Nice. Mikey? Anything?
She's a good-looking girl. She's got a great personality and a really well-paying job. Someone I can build a future with.
She's got both parents. They come from a good job.
Wait, just out of curiosity, can I hear your real answer?
Real answer?
I want to hear your real answer.
Them titties.
Yo, I'm going to fuck that later.
Blah, blah, blah.
I can't top either of those. Let's go. Gee, look at the gams on that broad.
No, we would have... We like found that. Something when we were trying to make the white guy answer this, we went old timey too for some reason. I don't know why.
She's a tall glass of water. And did you see Sally in accounting? Like,
oh wow. Gee golly gosh. Like to take her out for a soda pop or something.
Fish sandwich.
She gives me the vapors.
We with Southern gay guy.
She gives me the vapors.
It's hot as Dickens in here.
I'd like to take her to the Springtime Quadrille if I could.
Would you like to get a root beer float?
Exactly.
All right, Pete. How do you celebrate?
How do I celebrate?
Yeah.
Wait,
celebrate what?
Anything. Let's say...
You had a good day. How do you celebrate?
You got the last slice of pie at the malt shop or something.
Where the hell you white people go?
What?
Right. Sally asked you to the spring social.
How do you celebrate?
Sally's going to the sock hop with me?
Yeah. What's your celebration?
Golly!
How do you celebrate?
Well, hot dog, I don't know.
Well, gee golly gosh, is your celebration?
I'm probably going to go to bed bright and early so I can wake up. Wake up refreshed in the morning. Take her to Makeout Point.
Oh, that's good. Cats?
Like the famous movie Mary Poppins, I start tap dancing and doing a song with, and everyone joins with me. That's why.
Nice.
And cartoon penguins, probably, too.
And cartoon... Disney
that's...
comes off the pages and dances with me.
Yeah,
Mike? It's something similar, only instead of dancing, it was a take that little beanie hat thing, and hold it here, and I jump in the air and kick my feet on the side.
Oh, you do little side kicks.
Yeah. Yeah. Click your heels.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, side kicks.
And as I do it, I go, woohoo!
Like it.
I will give...
Is there eventually a freeze frame shot?
Yeah.
And we end the episode like that?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mikey and Kath won. Pete, I'll give you two. That was pretty good.
Gee,
I don't know, man. Pete's was pretty fucking...
He wakes up early in the morning.
How are you scoring these, man?
I'm dancing with cartoon penguins. And what the hell did he say?
Like, he said go to bed early.
So you can wake up nice and fresh. Make out point,
yeah. That was good.
Like, that really happened. Like, no one ever really danced with the cartoon penguin.
He's kicking his heels, at least.
And taking his little beanie freshman cap and putting it over his heart. I mean, right. That was very good.
Yo, I give her my my varsity jacket.
That's pretty good.
Well, no, you just took it. I said how we celebrate, not just, like, how do we... Never mind.
I give whatever my varsity jacket. I don't know. All
right, we're going to go around. Each one of you is going to have to answer, like, separately.
All right,
so the theme here is you gotta name the white alternative to this famous black person.
You know, the vanilla alternative to chocolate.
Right.
Yeah, I guess.
So, I guess we'll start with Kat. Name the white Morgan Freeman.
The white Morgan Freeman? Yeah. Who's a little bit older, Tom Hanks. He could be spokesperson for white.
Okay. Okay.
Like that's anything he says, you could trust.
That was close.
I'll give you a half on that.
Yeah.
A one half of a point? Give me zero.
Like, I was looking for... Well, maybe if you get another half, you'll get a full point. I was looking for, like, Malcolm McDowell.
That was going to be my answer.
Yeah.
The guy who's going to narrate something.
The voice.
Again, this is the...
I was talking about the respect.
No,
we're talking about the actual equivalent.
I thought that was a good answer, Cats.
I said that's what you didn't say it was horrible.
So, who would you say is the equivalent of James Earl Jones?
See that?
I know.
Is Ned McDowell.
Because of the commercial, I thought the same thing.
Who's of James Earl Jones?
James Earl Jones.
I don't remember who we decided that would be.
Sir Ben Kingsley.
That's a good one.
That is good.
I like that, but he's not white.
Isn't he?
He is, just because he played Gandhi doesn't make him not white.
Right? I'm pretty sure he's British, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, he is British. Okay, I like that. I also would have accepted something like Jeremy Irons.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Jeremy Irons.
All right, Pete.
Like, would you have to be a villain in a movie to be a part of this?
It's the voice thing.
Yeah. Beyonce.
And this isn't singing-wise. This is like, you know, that star quality.
I'll tell you what, it's not Kim Kardashian.
She's not Kim Kardashian.
I wouldn't consider her white. She's some kind of Palestinian.
No. Persians are the white black girls.
There's no such thing as Persians.
Yeah. All right.
Wipe them out.
Whatever she is.
Persians, I'm not Italian, I'm Roman. Get the fuck out of here. Your empire is gone.
Yeah.
You're fucking Iraqi or Iranian or some shit. Like,
yeah. Fine.
So what was mine, Beyonce?
Beyonce.
Mike got really passionate about that.
It's all right, I get you.
It aggravates me.
I would have to go with...
I'm Prussian, I'm not German.
Lady Gaga.
Very
good.
Yeah, that's good.
That's better than what we had.
She is ugly. Boo, that...
Star power is what they said.
They did say star power.
She is straight brutish.
All right, so I think this one's more up your alley, Cats.
What?
Alley Cats. Nice.
Alley Cats.
Lil Jon.
I mean, I don't even think there is a loud, obnoxious white person. It's like Sam Kinison.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah, we were trying.
He's dead, but.
I also would have accepted
something
like Kid Rock because he's so trashy.
Yeah, but like, now that I'm going with how they sound,
you
don't count it? Like,
yeah, and originally I was trying to find it, like a Sam Kinison.
Yeah, I like it.
I said Busey's, like, but he's crazy.
They both got famous for no content.
All right. Mikey?
Okay.
Sam Jackson.
Samuel Jackson, be clear.
He's like the ultimate badass.
That's true.
The white ultimate badass?
Sure.
Is there one?
There is. None. There is. And I'm going to... It's going to be a toss-up for me. Liam Neeson.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking badass.
Liam Tooken?
I hate when things get taken. And right now, fucking Daniel Craig's killing it.
Okay. I like those.
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
I would have preferred... Oh shit. I would have preferred something.
English motherfucker, you speak it. Oh.
Somebody who screams though.
Oh.
Like Sam Jackson does.
Little John all of a sudden doesn't scream? Like
every movie, like he goes from calm to just yelling at people.
In that case,
can I steal?
I guess it would be Cousin Abby.
Who?
I don't know the name of the actor. The guy from Snitch Snatch? Abby?
Oh, you're just picking a lot of Brits. There's a theme here.
Does he yell a lot? I don't think so.
Sit down and shut up, you big bald fuck.
That guy was good. Oh, no, Mike. I'll give
Dennis
you
Farina.
Happy. But what were you going to say?
Is that his name?
Oh, I was going to go with Pacino.
Fuck England.
Pacino. Fucking. I like that.
I do like that. Pacino's a good one.
All right. Pete just stole.
Can we steal that?
I didn't know you could do it, but we just did.
I mean, that's a much better answer than what I gave.
Yeah. All right. Last one for Pete is The Rock.
Oh, The Rock's... What is he?
He's black Samoan. And like Hawaiian.
Samoan. Samoan.
Okay.
Stealing.
Go.
John Cena.
Ooh. Yeah.
Not bad, but what do you think, Peach?
I'm going to say Arnold in his prime.
I like John Cena more.
No, but Arnold is an action star.
Cena tries to be an action star.
Charismatic in his day.
I would say more Bruce Willis than Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Bruce Willis?
Not the size or anything. Awesome.
But like they're both comedically funny, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to say I like Bruce Willis. I'll give you the steal on that one.
Because like he's Jack like Schwarzenegger. He doesn't sound like a dickhead.
That's true. So in the end...
What was that, Chewie?
Cats ended up getting three.
It's more like Scooby-Doo.
Dude. It's like a Muppet. It's like a Muppet, I remember. As a kid.
Your Schwarzenegger just had a stroke.
Someone just put him down and he's slowly going out.
It's getting more Yoda as you go.
To the chopper you must get.
Right. So this is going to be the last thing. Just tell us why you should be picked as the whitest of the white.
It's the essay time. Should we go with a different tune or quiet now for the essay? Why?
All right.
Justin Timberlake, he's like Prince of the Whites.
Okay.
That's true.
So he is a Southern boy.
Put the music on. I'll let you go first.
That's like a detriment to me. I want to hear what these guys got to say.
Well, I mean, you put on your own theme song. Like, this should get you amped, right?
It's not my theme song. It's the Prince of the White Guys. All right. Well, can I just get a point tabulation real quick? Or no?
Oh, yeah. Let's do point tabulation. What do you guys think on it?
You got... Mikey's got 38.
Right.
Pete, you've got 48.
From now, I'm going to refer to Mikey as Roman.
Mikey the Roman.
Mikey the Roman. Roman.
Mikey Roman.
Mikey Roman.
Mikey 46. The Roman.
All right.
Not far behind.
I say
we should
Greek.
Go in first to last, so.
All right, so.
Murder me, him.
So I guess Pete's first, so I'll let Pete go first.
All right, shit. Yeah. Look at me. Just look at me. Look at this complexion. It's transparent. And I've systematically been eliminated from every other possible race. Mathematically speaking. This is all I have left. That and my credit's real good.
Oh.
And I don't know what else. That's all I got. All
right. So, Kat, you're next.
All right. If you've been listening this week to week, I've been definitely keeping it up for the whites as far as the races go with the slurs and the... And all the bats. I make really good money.
That's true. You are racist.
I am.
You do make money.
I do make money. I buy expensive clothes. I buy stuff at retail price. All right. I live in a good neighborhood. I don't even know what a bad neighborhood looks like. Couldn't tell you. I have fantastic insurance. I meant to say not insurance.
You have insurance too.
I have health care. I got great health care. I got dental. We got great credit. I know my doctors by their first names. I've driven in a Ferrari. I've taken a helicopter ride.
You lived on a yacht for how many years?
I had a house in the Hamptons. I drink skim milk.
Now, so, wait a minute. Now subtract everything he said because he has a black girlfriend.
Where do you? No. Why does the white got to be brought down by the blacks again? Okay.
Okay.
Not according to the 3/5 compromise. Okay. I got 3/5 of one.
Nice.
You still 2/5 back, white.
I'm also technically the original Lisa Turtle, so I don't know how much does that count as a black.
I love Saved by the Bell. Great show. I've frequently watched NBC.
Wait, who are you? Are you Zach or Slater?
I voted in every election.
No, you didn't.
I voted in every election. I mailed in the one time.
Okay. He's a liar. That's also something white.
I lied to the blacks.
Whoa.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
This
got real.
I started my own business again. I also have two kind of jobs. I run many side projects. I'm very active as far, you know, as you know, getting out. I don't know, man. Like, I'm very busy. I don't have like a lot of free time. Is what I'm trying to say.
Sounds like you're hustling like a black person.
I'm not making.
I was gonna say being active. Like black people play basketball. So.
I'm not selling Robitussin in the corner to my baby mama. Like,
oh! All right, Mikey. Let's hear you.
Oh man, I don't have any of those credentials that Kat's just threw out there.
But you're wearing a tie right now. Let's start with that.
Well, I do like Kenneth Cole. I enjoy that store.
Mm-hmm. it's pretty white.
It's nice to be in there. I like it.
All right.
We'll end with a really white song.
Wow, this Glenn. Is a really white Glenn. Song. A lot of my friends are vegans.
They are?
Lou.
They're becoming vegans. You're next, bro.
No way.
It's like a zombie disease.
Yeah, you know.
Lou's going to eat straight cereal for the rest of his life. Vegan.
I frequent Greenpoint and Williamsburg.
Okay.
I don't lease my car.
I own it.
I don't know if that's a white
that's
thing.
That's definitely not a white thing.
No?
Yeah. Leasing. Lease. You got to keep them new. You got good credit. You keep getting new cars.
See, like I'm... Thank you. I work.
Mm-hmm. you're college educated?
I'm college educated. I have a master's degree.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Boom.
I talk to my dog in a stupid voice.
Let's hear some of that.
Ooh, that little baby.
Uh-oh. No, it's not the final buzzer. Time's still up. Good. No, he's still good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. What can I say? I'm fucking white. It's, yeah.
Coming from the man who won the Italian quiz. Didn't he win the Italian quiz?
And the bro.
Ethnics.
True.
And the bro quiz.
Yeah, I guess I'm not that white. My mom's half Polish.
No, that's pretty white. And ethnic at the same time. It's weird about the polls.
I mean, yeah, I don't want to win this, though.
has a great smile.
I do have a great smile. I have a lot of white guilt.
Oh, there you go.
Right? Is that one?
Do the white really feel white guilty?
I mean, no, but we pretend.
They feel awkward.
We pretend to feel guilty.
They think that they feel awkward in certain situations is guilt.
Can I have one last thing? I donate to one of those black people and like 10 cents a day will fucking.
No, you don't, you liar!
Oh yeah,
you fucking liar!
Oh yeah,
I actually change the channel when those commercials come on.
White guilt.
Yeah, I just don't want to see it.
Well, I wanted 12 Years a Slave to win the Best Picture.
Oh wow.
I also think that. I think Meryl Streep is a great actress.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. I'm done. Fuck this.
All right.
I lost anyway. Got it, boys. It's between you two.
All right. Who's the whitest?
Man, you know what? I don't know how to really
I feel like you
this.
Should be playing Snow right now.
Yeah, you should. Informer.
Yeah.
Cats, you had some good stuff.
Informer.
But I like how the primary thing of Pete's thing was just look at me. Look at me.
Yes. I can't listen.
I mean, you're fucking white.
Keep looking at me. What else did you say? Something about stocks and bonds or something?
That I said?
Something like that.
Oh, he has great credit.
My credit's really good. I take good care of that. True.
All right. Otherwise, I thought it was pretty even. I'm going to give 8 and 9 points, making it Pete wins by one. By 1 point, Pete is the whitest. Do you want some white guy music?
Well done, brother.
I'm going to give myself a white guy clap.
Here.
Well done.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
That is not what I put.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Tom Jones.
It's not unusual for Pete to have won this contest. That did not work out at all.
So just so we're clear, who is the winner of the black off?
That's
Lou.
Me. That was Lou.
That was Lou. Lou also won the Spanish off.
Yeah. That's correct. Yeah.
Who won the Italian off?
Right here.
This guy. Mm-hmm.
And the man quiz? Also, Mikey. Also Mikey.
Man quiz, bro quiz. We weren't really sure what to call it.
And the woman quiz is not here.
Mm. Who was that?
That was Danielle's friend.
That was, random
mystery Lindsay. Person.
That leaves you two just wondering, like. Trust me,
I've come in second in everything. Like,
like.
Can we do a newlywed game? Even
basically,
though we're
when
not
Lou
wed?
Judges, he doesn't know any of the references I make. He wants white trash when I give him like proper. I give him white trash. Like, I was looking proper, Brian.
Like, we can't even try to compete for like best interracial couple because I bet you Lou would win that too.
I don't know what's happening with this thing.
It really wants
really
to play
that
song.
He keeps playing that fucking
song. We are
the
warriors of time.
Why don't we do some movie stuff and we'll call it a night?
Let's do it.
Price of admission, G. All right, I only pulled two, and I feel somebody in this room can help me for each of these. I'm going to start with you, Jillian. Divergent.
Yeah, awesome. So psyched. Woohoo!
This is one of those tween books, right? Like teenage.
Yeah, but hopefully this time I actually see some blood.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I don't know. Can you give us a brief? I'm going to zone out if you go too long.
Okay, fine.
Super brief rundown.
The only
what
blood you'll see in that theater is if a girl gets her first period.
I was just going to say that. Cheers, mate.
It's one of those dystopia YA novels. In the future, something devastating happens to America. So now we're all just
already
in this one place, and there's seven factions. You're either this, that, and that. And anyone who isn't one of these things is divergent. This chick in the book is divergent, and that's the whole thing.
Okay. She's divergent. And I guess they're fighting for divergence.
Well, no, because if they find out that she's divergent, they're going to kill her. So the whole thing is her first trying to blend in.
Gotcha. 2.5 hours, this thing. PG-13 movie. I don't know what your violence level is going to be.
Well, the one that she's in is Dauntless, where they're a violent faction. It's like, all they do is fight,
well, I'm trying
daredevil things. Yeah.
What I'm saying, yeah, book versus movie.
There's going to be a point where there's going to be shooting and stuff like that. Like, there's actually a coming war and stuff like that. So we'll see how it turns out with the violent level. But story-wise, it was actually a really great story. So I'm excited.
All right, cool.
Plus, the guy that looks kind of like James Franco, but better looking, super awesome.
I know nobody in this, except, like,
Maggie
none of the main
Q's
characters.
In this, Maggie Q.
And I know Kate Winslet.
Mm-hmm.
Zoe Kravitz.
She got rid of that albatross.
That's Lenny's,
Jack.
That's
She's
Lenny's daughter.
In this movie.
That's Lenny's daughter, yes.
Oh, actually, now that I've scrolled down a little bit, I recognize some more names. Ray Stevenson, I know. Got Mekhi Phifer and Ashley Judd in there.
Mm-hmm. Mekhi Phifer seems out of place.
He's the head of Dauntless.
Is that, like, the big...
That's the faction that the main girl will join, the violent one.
Am I going to have to learn a bunch of funny new names after
like this? No, Katniss? They're all English words, like,
You know what I mean, Katniss Everdeen?
No, like, her name is Triss, which is short for Beatrice.
This sounds
Christina,
like another...
there's a guy named Four, but that's a nickname.
Oh, real quick.
He's really more like a two.
I was going to say, because this reminds me of Hunger Games. I am so watching on Netflix The Starving Games.
Of course you are. That's not like one that you're thinking. That's not like Atlantic Rim, whatever. It's not one of those. It's like a literal spoof of it, though.
Oh,
it's not like the bullshit version. It's a spoof of those genre movies. So
gay.
So I don't want to like kill your whole like afternoon tomorrow. But yeah, It's like a scary movie.
That's at least, you know.
It's probably written by five of the fucking seven people that wrote Scary Movie. The two not being the Wayans brothers.
Right. Nice.
Well, all
right.
So they actually had people who can actually act in this film, so that's also a start, because the girl was one from, what was the name of that movie with George Clooney? The Descendants?
Sandra Bullock?
No, she's a young girl. So she's like...
I know who you mean, the daughter.
Yeah.
All right. Let's play the game.
Yo, right. Man, this is a premium rush.
I did not do that. With the
English motherfucker!
Your laptop is possessed.
Things are going on. I'm
gonna kill my sounds. Because apparently they're just doing whatever the fuck they want.
With this little bitch in a piece of shit.
You guys know the rules. Closest to the critic score without going
I
over.
I actually think we... Brian, don't you and I have to squat? We have to squat?
No.
You told me something last this week. Did the score change?
Could have.
All right. But I still squat for myself.
Let's start with you, and everyone can bet all around
right.
it.
All right.
We'll see if it moved.
85%.
85.
81.
Mikey.
80.
80. To Lou?
You've... Price is right at yourself. Better be 80.
I'm going to say 65.
You're definitely not right.
No, Lou's the closest.
Did they go down?
Because what you were looking at is the audience score. We're doing the critic score.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, the critic score.
So this is rocking at a 40%, while the audience score is an 81.
Yeah,
I knew exactly what
there was. There we go. Yeah, your face. Like, he had that line, just honest look on his face. Like, no, what are you doing, bitch? I'm like, no, come on, let's be honest.
All right, second movie. Mikey.
Yes.
You saw this. Muppets Most Wanted?
Oh, fantastic.
Aww.
Fantastic.
I'm a big Muppet fan. Always have been. So I enjoy every Muppet movie, to be honest with you. This one was pretty cool.
I love these movies. I love the last one.
All right, Ebert. Like,
I enjoyed the last one, too. Like, this one is it's a little bit different. If you compare it to like the older ones, it's not really the same. You know?
Shit gets more real than Sesame Street or whatever?
Yeah, you know, I mean, this fucking... Shit gets real, bro. There's Russians with AK-47s and shit in this one. And...
Very much like real life.
Yeah. Take this bird.
You know, I mean, do you want to give the premise of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Muppets doing
I mean,
shit.
It's real. Like, yeah! Basically what happens is the Muppets have to go on tour to get money because they're famous again.
Okay.
And in the process, Kermit the Frog gets replaced with evil Kermit named Constantine.
Does he have a goatee?
No, but he has a mole.
Mm.
And
is Jason Segel in this?
No, he's not. But what's that guy's name? Ricky Gervais is. Ricky Gervais is awesome.
Yeah. Him and then
Tina Fey.
Tina Fey.
Yeah. There's a lot of cameos, like fucking.
Well, don't ruin the cameos. That's half the fun.
That is half the fun. But yeah, I mean, it was cool, and you know, they have to get Kermit back and shit. And
yeah, we got the four names I recognize on the top of the cast list are Ricky Gervais, Tina Fey, Ray Liotta, and Ty Burrell.
Yes. Ray Liotta seems a little out of place.
Which I love the picture on IMDb of Ty Burrell. He's been on Modern Family for years, and they still pick the picture of him as a zombie in Dawn of the Dead.
Miss Piggy's all like, "They were never gonna find it. They're flushing down the toilet. Oh, why'd you throw it away, Piggy? They were never gonna find it."
Piggy.
I really saw Kermit.
Touch Miss Piggy again, I swear I'm gonna God my mother's grave, I'll fucking kill you.
I can't even do the Karen Kermit.
Yes, Goodfellas Muppets.
That needs to happen.
Animal plays Joe Pesci.
Ah, spider.
Dance, dance.
All right, so who plays Kermit? Who plays De Niro?
Oh, that's a good question.
I think Gonzo plays, Joe Pesci.
You think Gonzo plays Pesci?
Yeah.
I think Fozzie the Bear plays De Niro.
No, he plays Samuel L. Jackson who gets shot in the back. Basically, he does the same fucking job.
And I don't know. But I do know, just going back, that there is a lot of fourth wall breaking, which I appreciate. Mm-hmm. And that was a good flick.
Yeah, I like that in a movie like this. All right, who wants to... Mike, you want to give your guess? I haven't seen it. Well,
yeah, I mean, I'm going to go 75.
75 for Mikey. Lou?
I'm going to go 60.
60, lowballing.
74, I was thinking exactly 75. So I'm gonna do that.
You priced it right in yourself.
Because I was going to say 75, so.
And Brian?
What'd you say, 76?
75.
76.
That was a good move. This is 77.
Oh.
That's it for movies. Brian wins that one.
Yeah.
I do want to see that, though. I'm going
to
check that out.
I really, anyone who actually listens to the podcast and does any type of art, please make Goodfellas Muppets.
Please. I'm trying to think of a good mashup name.
Good Muppets.
Muppet Fellas or something like that.
Good Muppets.
Good Fozzies.
Fuzzy Fellas.
Good Fozzies.
All right.
Waka waka.
Where are we on time here? Should I save this for next week?
No, just do it. Let's get over with.
All right, we got two quick little things. We'll just breeze through them.
Get your horseshit over with.
Did we all like True Detective?
Yeah. Oh, that was great.
Who do we want to see next season on there?
Just,
because I got the first casting rumor.
Okay. I'm going to say I want to, this first one was in Louisiana. I want the second one to be British. Let's get Benedict Cumberbatch and, I don't know, Jason Statham or some shit.
I would watch that.
That's pretty good.
Anybody else want to chime in there?
I'm going to be honest with you. It's hard to say because I didn't think Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey would be a good mix. And I'm very happy I was, you know.
Proven wrong,
Awesome. It was a fucking great show. Absolutely great show. So I don't really care. I really, you know.
All right. Well, here's the first name being thrown around. Brad Pitt.
Fuck you, really?
I don't know about that.
Brad Pitt.
Why? Well, he's not like, you know.
What's in the box?
Did you get him and Morgan Freeman back?
How cool would that be?
That would be awesome.
I would watch that. Well, I'm going to watch it anyway, but that would be
amazing. I would love, not only would I love if to get those two back together, but if they were in the same city and like same characters, but like maybe like
prequel.
15 years down the line.
Oh, down the line.
Well, where did they leave off at the end of that?
Well, Brad Pitt was going to jail.
Fucked up, and he shot
the... There was no way Brad Pitt went to jail at the end of that movie.
Well, he probably served his sentence. He got provoked.
No way he got to, went to jail for killing that guy.
No.
Kevin Spacey?
John Doe?
Yeah. No way he went to jail for that.
All right, last story. We all like Mystery Science Theater.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. We all like Riff Tracks.
Yes, sir.
They're coming back to TV.
Yeah,
oh, really? Nice. As Riff Tracks or Mystery Science?
As something entirely new. This is a really weird, interesting... new project. It's called Riff Off. They're doing a couple of episodes on the National Geographic Channel.
Weird channel. Okay. All right.
Now it's Mike Nelson, Kevin Murphy, and Bill Corbett. So it's the Riff Tracks guys. They're going to be making fun of National Geographic programming. Their episodes. Ooh. They've only done a few.
The giant squid episode.
They're dubbed. Here's the names of the episodes: Pig Love, Demon Bat, Badass Dino Bird.
They need to do one of the giant squid episodes.
They just released, we watched it on Friday, after you left, the Super Mario Brothers Riff Tracked, and you could VOD it because apparently no one wants the rights to that movie.
Nobody does. Nobody wants to say they've seen that. This starts April 1st, so...
Oh, wait, is this going to be a joke, though?
It's a three-episode thing on...
No, I meant, like, is this...
They're making fun of National Geographic.
Oh, no, I see what you mean. Is it going to be an April Fool's joke?
Yeah.
No, I think they're just premiering it on that day.
Because it sounds bonkers that they're doing
it. It's like a comedy on National Geographic, on Nat Geo. I don't even know what channel that is.
I know.
Nat Geo is, like, just a bunch of horseshit shows that they put on. Like, it has, like, the brother of Zach Braff in Scrubs. He's, like, he's on a bunch of those, hosting a bunch of episodes. Of
that guy?
Yeah.
Well, just set your DVRs to record Total Riff Off.
Total
Riff Off.
Total Riff Off.
And we'll see. We'll see if this is a real thing or not.
I mean, you might get me to watch a show on Nat Geo at this point.
Right? So, that's it.
All
right. That's all we got. All
right.
Hey, white boy.
This is the whitest guy in the room. Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining us.
Waka waka.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure.
What are you going to go home and do now, white boy?
I'm going to
make some toast.
Butter some toast.
He's going to do his taxes.
With a side of water for dipping.
He's going to make sure all his library books are returned on time.
Relaminate his library card.
Right.
I'm going to start next year's taxes.
He's going to arrange all the items in his cupboard by alphabet.
So a lot of fun just lined
just
up.
Off his action figures.
A lot of fun.
Well, that's true.
A lot of craziness planned ahead.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a wild evening. Anyway, follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook. Check out our other podcasts. Disenfranchised Sports Show, A Squad Video Game Show,
Politwitz, is that live yet?
Yes, yeah, already 3 weeks into it.
I didn't know if we were.
Oh, whoa, attitude.
Yeah, right? Jesus.
Whoa.
Fuck. That didn't mean to come off that test. Yeah, 3 weeks into it.
3 weeks in. All right, just making sure.
Mm-hmm. Asshole!
You fucking twit.
And write us a review on iTunes or Podbean or whatever.
Any medium you really find fit.
Anything that says our name online, just write something to it.
Yeah. Anything, please.
Kind things.
Mm. Well,
any kind.
If you spout some hateful shit, get ready to get it back.
Yeah.
I'll have some fun with that.
Yeah,
Lou's got time on his hands.
I really do.
Lou's waiting for that.
Give him something.
Don't give him an excuse. Anyway, so for myself and everyone here, Brian, Jill, Mike, Lou, close the door behind you.